With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. So far, it's a war of words with Democrats balking at every move. As of now, the federal government seems headed toward a shutdown Tuesday night at midnight. Vice President J.D. Vance says Democrats are being very unreasonable.
If they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed to a shutdown. Because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
If there is no deal, many government offices will be temporarily shuttered and non-exempt federal employees will be furloughed. President Trump has laid out a 20-point plan that would end the war in Gaza and free remaining hostages, a proposal that is fully supported by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two have been holding talks earlier in the day at the White House. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the Trump peace plan is a brilliant strategy.
The president and Netanyahu have maneuvered Hamas into a corner. And it's not just the United States and Israel, it's regional actors as well, and saying to Hamas, either you surrender and give up your guns and end this war, or Israel's going to get a green light and go ahead and kill you.
Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network he's not convinced, though, that Hamas will accept the president's deal or if they even want peace. New rules that limit the access of journalists in the Pentagon, leading to a standoff between the press and Defense Department, which says it's an effort to protect national security. Liberal journalists see it as an effort to exert control. Defense officials say that is simply not true. This is SRN News. A school district in Florida abandons its witchcraft class.
As a result of parental concern, joined with the Christian legal firm Liberty Counsel, West Orange High School has ceased what it called its weekly Witchy Wednesday video series, aired school-wide during the midweek morning announcements. It was produced by students to provide what they called religious instruction on various witchcraft rituals. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says, "We commend Orange County Public Schools for taking action to discontinue the Witchy Wednesday video segments. Witchcraft and teaching students how to cast occultic spells have no place in government schools." George Williams, SRN News.
Department of Education formed in America 250 Civics Education Coalition with 41 conservative groups in preparation for the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary next year. Participating groups include the Heritage Foundation and many others. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jennifer King on the latest in that Michigan church shooting.
Authorities identified Thomas Jacob Sanford, a former Marine sergeant from Burton, Michigan, as the suspect who smashed his pickup truck into a crowded Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints service Sunday morning in Grand Blanc Township. Police Chief William Renee says Sanford opened fire and used an accelerant to set the building ablaze.
Total victim count up to four. Victims.
Two officers pursued Sanford as he left the church and exchanged fire.
The suspect, who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities trying to determine why a man opened fire in a parking lot of a casino in a Texas border city over the weekend, killing two people and wounding five others. A 34-year-old man was later arrested. Police say there was no sign of any earlier trouble inside the casino. More details at srnnews.com.